So I thought I'd come out for a bit fishing, just to get away from the doom and the gloom. And the sun's come out, and that noise you can hear in the background is the North Sea coming in. The tide's just arriving, and I've got some daylights just behind the tide line, the rip line or whatever they call it. And yesterday, a funny thing happened, because I bumped into an old friend yesterday who I hadn't seen for years, like decades. And I grew up with him, and he's a canny lad. I always used to think he was a good lad. And when I bumped into him, I went to shake his hand, asked him how he was doing, and I went to shake his hand. And what he did was stick his elbow out. Like, he did that weird elbow bump thing that everybody's doing now, or at least the politicians are. And I said to him, like, what the fuck's this? Is this some sort of chicken dance? And his response, like, he turned round and he said, well, you can't just hang on to the old ways. Things change, you know, this is the way it is now. And I says, I think you look like a Muppet doing that. I said, how are you keeping anyway? I had a bit prattle on. And it was a little bit sort of awkward. And then to move the conversation on a little bit, he said, have you been watching the football? And I was like, well, no, I haven't been watching the football. You think I'm going to watch a bunch of fucking arseholes like kneeling down for George Floyd and all of that palaver? I says, you're kidding, aren't you? Like, well, how can you sit and watch that? How can you sit and watch that garbage, this pathetic kneel and carry on? Does it not embarrass you to see a national team do that? And he just had this, like, blank expression on his face, like, as if to say, well, where's all this coming from? But, you know, like, when I remember when he was a young fella, he's a young lad, he was always quite wild. He was always a bit rough around the edges, and he was always a bit, you know, he was like a bit of an oddball, and he was funny, and you meet up with somebody a few decades later, and you see that, like, all of the sort of, all the rough edges, all of the fun is gone, and that the people that you thought were wild, and, you know, you look back on your youth, and you see it as being this time of freedom, and it was, in many ways it was. But then how do you get it where somebody you think is like this free spirit, that he's still out there somewhere, you know, as the years went by and you think he's still out there now. I bet he's still out on the piss all of the time. I bet his character, I bet that spirit is still the same. And it isn't at all. It's just, he's become, I was reminded of that meme, the NPC. But another thing that I was reminded of was that when we grew up, when we were smoking dope and all of this, we listened to Pink Floyd all of the time. Now, the thing is, if you listen to Pink Floyd, if you listen to the words and a few of the albums, like The Wall, Wish You Were Here especially, well, actually all of it, up until like the sort of old fogey stuff, like, one of the running themes anyway in Pink Floyd stuff that we used to listen to religiously is this idea that the machine will bring you in, the machine is going to mold you and process you. Obviously, I mean, they've literally got a song called Welcome to the Machine, and then the one before that's called Have a Cigar, and then the whole album, like, is all about that. It's all about the system kind of processing you and sort of smoothing off all of the rough edges and making you become like an NPC. And I was remember the actual NPC meme of a few years ago, because I think he is like an NPC now. Whether he was always that way, I don't know. But like, what, how can you, that zest for life, just disappear on people to where you're just sort of regurgitating like whatever you've seen on the television? Because it didn't used to be like that, or did it? And what I'm saying is it that the system has to process these people, or is it that they're just that the NPCs in the first place? So the NPC meme, which was a non-playable character from video games or something, that's just where you've got these, like, say, people in a video game will just be programmed to have a certain, like, say, five or six things that they say, and then, like, a thing that they do each day where they just, like, wander around. They'll chop the wood, and then they'll go and stand behind the shop counter, and then they'll say something like, the king passed this way, or whatever it happens to be. Like, so it's they've just got this set routine that they do forever, which is programming. So this is what people were saying a few years ago, like the NPC was. And the NPC meme. Now, the thing is, like, when the NPC meme was doing the rounds, and it was this kind of, you know, it was this kind of fuck you to the lefties, you listen to CNN, you listen to the BBC and all of this, like, all of your opinions are programmed. But what I thought was weird about that at the time is that, like, it was all true. And I remember people that was, like, people doing deep dives, and they were digging up scientific papers on how the NPC meme was real, and that they had the evidence, and that there was these, like, a certain percentage of the population, it didn't have an inner monologue. They were literally just waiting for external information to sort of tell them what to do, program, like, computer characters. That's how, like, my mate came across the other day. This kind of flies in the face of the Pink Floyd thing, though, because Pink Floyd, in a kind of 60s boomer way, they assumed that the, like, everybody was born as this free spirit, and then over time the system kind of ground you down and kind of, you know, smoothed off all the rough edges, took all of the zest for life out of you, and turned you into an NPC. Whereas the data back in the day seemed to suggest that it was more of an inborn thing, like it's just the natural state of affairs. The damn dog just got wrapped up in a fishing line, so I've reeled it in just while I finish this thought, this monologue. So the thing is, I'll say as well, there's a lad that I'm talking about. He was by no means one of the more dominant ones in the group, in the pack, if you like. You know, growing up on quite a rough and tumble North Tyneside council estate, as we all did. There was a lot of fights, there was a lot of aggro went on, and he was one of the ones that tended to get sort of knocked around a bit. He was a bit scrawny and he was a bit weak. So he wasn't exactly one of the more dominant ones in the group. And so you can say, well, maybe in a sort of natural, like this really primordial way, like the natural NPCs are programmed like that, and he'll just go along with whatever. I mean, I think that would be a bit of a stretch. But it's a complete opposite. If you think about us all, like, sitting around listening to Pink Floyd and getting stoned, where you've got, like, Roger Waters and Dave Gilmour kind of going on about this machine that oppresses everybody and takes away your individuality. When, like, this is why I think it gets into something quite deep, because on the other hand of it, the other side of this argument here, if the NPC meme is like, correct, then that individuality is kind of null and void in the first place. And so you can see that how subversive some of this, and I love Pink Floyd, I really do, and I think there's some good things to be said, and Pink Floyd are great. But let's just take this as an archetype of the 60s counterculture, because it does have that thing about the machine, like, you know, the wall, the teachers leave those kids alone, and it's like the culture, and everything is just going to grind you down and take away your individuality and turn you into a good little citizen and all of this. But the thing is, if, like, the NPC side of this argument is true, that's kind of null and void. And so what you'd end up with, thinking back now, with all of us sitting around, you know, sitting around in a circle doing fucking hot knives and all of this shite, they kind of mulling this over, how evil the system was or whatever. But for us, it would be like the dole office and the factories, and rather than, like, whatever, like, sort of 60s shite Pink Floyd were going on about. But the thing is, like, what they're saying doesn't really add up, because if the vast majority of people, they don't have that individuality to begin with. So, but then they're going to think they do. So you can see that there's some sort of, like, big con trick being played here. If the NPC is a real thing, then it's kind of like there is no individuality to be, like, liberated. This is just the natural state of affairs. I mean, even just to get back to the elbow knock chicken dance instead of doing a handshake, just to get back to that, and you'll say, well, that's just the way it is now. Can't do anything about it now. That's just the way things are. Well, even then, even that's like to remove all agency from yourself and to say, well, you know, I just go with the flow. Well, who made the decision? Where did this come from? Why do we do the elbow chicken dance now instead of shaking hands when you haven't seen somebody for 15 or 20 years? And then you're greeted with a fucking elbow chicken dance? Like, why? Who made that up? Where was the decision made? Oh, well, it's just magic. It's just in the ether. Like a school of fish. Well, we're just going this way now. It's tragic. I mean, if you go back to sitting in some grotty flat where I would be, like in the 90s, with all me mates, and we're all thinking that we're so rad and we're so free thinking, when in actual fact, listening to Pink Floyd, when in actual fact, it's like none of it's the case. What's happening is that we are absorbing a message telling us that we're that and are not. And so if you then extrapolate that across all of Western civilization, you get the sort of modern consumerist society where everybody thinks, all of the NPCs think they're expressing their individuality through consumerism, say, but it's on everything, but but they're not, because that's like a prepackaged choice that you've got. Just like in a literal NPC, there's only so many options that they've got to speak with. There's only so many things that you can buy to express your individuality or whatever. Or, you know, it's all catered to that sort of contrick, that great liberal contrick of everybody having agency. I mean, this could be a continuing story, because he says that he's got a mate who's got a boat, and he wants to... So I shouldn't slag him off so much. But it'll be good. I'll bring this stuff up with him, and... if we go out on the boat, which I'm looking forward to, I'll do a video then as well. It's alright, I'll see you later.